Rock7.com.
Afternoon Jams 103, 7 to be inside the drive at 5, Throwback Wednesday, just doing our thing. Big Rob is in the studio. You right, Big Rob? What are you? Rob look like he's chewing on some pork chops.
No, brother, I don't do pork. You know that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there's a group, Rob.
Burgers.
There's a group that left the scene for a minute, but it's almost like they wasn't gone.
Right.
Because they still sound good. They still
definitely
look good.
Definitely.
And we want to welcome to the show Taj from the SWV. How you doing today, sister?
I'm good. What's going on?
Nothing much. We are glad to have you on the phone line. You know, we specifically requested you, though. I'm going to let you know that.
Seriously?
Yeah, we sure did.
Yeah, I said, I know it's hard to get all three of these sisters together for a phone call on a radio station, but we want Taj.
Yep.
Because
that's exactly what we said.
You got me, fool.
That's exactly what we said.
Because we don't, we want to know about Taj and what Taj's been doing and talk about the project and what all of you put into this project, the new CD.
Oh, you know what? This CD, I feel bad because I'm about to toot my horn. It's off the chain. It is so good. I hate listening to SWV. I don't have one SWV album in my house until now. I even went and bought a Target version because I wanted the extra song. I'm a fan.
Are you a fan of the group? Are you a fan of you? Are you a fan of Coco? Are you a fan of, what is it?
I'm a fan of the group, but my favorite member is Taj. I love her.
Wow. I missed us, been out a few weeks now, and we spotlighted the CD on radio about 3 weeks ago when it came out,
yep.
And 2 weeks ago, and really enjoyed every song that you sisters put together.
Thank you. It's really good. I can't even front. It's really good.
Yeah, it is. This is. What's your favorite?
I start with the best years. That song I dedicated to every guy I ever dated. All you heifers, that song is for you.
The best years. Let's talk about that.
It's really sweet, but it talks about how I was young, I was dumb, I played your fool, but one thing is sure, I gave you the best year. It's like the best song ever. It talks about how I loved you to death, but you dogged me out.
Mm.
Now you want to come back, now you see me off the chain.
Mm.
I'm married now.
Wow. Now, did you ladies write these songs or these songs?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay.
Unfortunately, no.
But they matched up perfect.
Yes. Lamb, the guy who produced the majority of the album, he was just like, he was our Brian Morgan. He sat down with us. He listened to our ideas. He figured out what we wanted, what we liked. We didn't want the same stuff that you can hear on the radio. We're not Chris Brown. We're not Beyonce. We're not those people. We had our 20s already. Now we're mature adults with families, and we wanted to express that on this record. And I think he did an awesome job. All of the producers, they did a great job, because there's not one song you don't want to listen to on this album.
Right. Well, I got the best years here. I don't know how much time you got. I want, if you don't mind me playing it for a few.
My son, I left the door unlocked for him. He'll be in the house soon. He's getting off the school bus.
I want to play this song. Play the song and come back, okay?
Listen to them words, all right.
All right. Okay, there we go. Just a little sample of it. My internet, actually, I got it on my Dropbox, and my internet just, Comcast just went down on me there. So, Todd, we're going to come back and talk a little bit more. That's a sample of the best years off the CD, your favorite song. And I got to mention, one of my favorite songs is I Missed Us.
I Missed Us, yes. That's the title of the title track. That was one of the first songs we recorded. We loved it. We just thought it was so appropriate. I missed us. That's what we really did. We missed being together, and we figured it was time to get back. After you listen to everything that's out, I don't take anything away from the younger artists because this is their time and they're doing their thing, but we need something for us.
Right.
Now I see what my mother and them were talking about when we were growing up listening to New Edition. We need something now for us, the 40s. The late 30s, and just enjoy. We don't have clubs. We don't have anything that we can really enjoy. This music is for us.
Wow. Tell me, how has radio been to SWB on this new album? Are they supporting it like they should? Do I need to call some program directors up and holler at them? Lord, tell us.
I'm going to have you call a few folks.
Okay.
All
right.
But I will say this. The radio stations that have been... Oh, okay, my husband just decided to do a smoothie while I'm on the radio. Like I was saying, the radio stations that have been supporting SWB has really come on strong. That's why it kind of broke my heart. Now, some of them just closed, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah,
especially
yeah,
in New York, yeah. Yeah.
Right, exactly. The ones that have been supporting SWB has been going full and strong, and we appreciate all the support. So, yeah, we're going to have to call a few people. Me and you, I'll get on there with you.
Okay, good. We'll have a conference call with them. You know? I understand there's a tour coming, a fresh music tour.
Oh, yeah. It starts Memorial Day weekend, and that's with Keith Sweat, Casey and JoJo, Dougie Fresh, and I believe Drew Hill. I think it's either Drew Hill or Silk. They will kill me if I didn't remember. But it's one of those. We're going to have a good time. And with all the girls on the tour, they think they slick. They got us opening. It's all good.
And y'all going to shut it down.
Yeah,
though,
it's
right?
Going to be harder for the other artists combined.
Oh, yeah.
They're
going to
move us around on that.
Right. But, Taj, how long has it been since the last CD?
The last CD was in 97, I think.
Wow.
It was either 97 or 98.
Wow.
And in between that time, of course, RCA released like 100 million remix albums and released track albums. But no, our last commercial album together was in 98, I believe.
Now, Taj, what's the difference, you know, in having that machine behind you and not having it behind you? Because you guys are doing this one on your own,
night
correct?
And day. It's night and day.
Night and day, huh?
It is. And it's taking a little bit of getting used to because, of course, we were on RCA that had a lot of rich history. At the time, Joe Galante, who is now just controlling country music, was the head of RCA, and he loved SWB. He took care of us. Whatever we needed, they did it. They were there. But our independent label, they want to do all that, but they can't. It's grassroots. So we have to literally now, whereas when we first found our record deal, when we were 18, 19, everything was handed to us. We have to literally work for everything. And when you get older, it gets harder.
But, you know, thank God for the internet because... talking to Taj from SWB, but you are available. Music. You can go and download your music, right?
Absolutely. Everywhere. It's on iTunes, Amazon, everywhere you can download it is, except for free. And it's in all the record stores, all of the chains, Best Buy, Target, everywhere. Go get that album. You will not be disappointed.
Probably got a lot more control on a CD then when it's independent. You probably have a lot more control what went into it.
We did. We were able to handpick the songs that we wanted. There were a couple of good ones that we couldn't put on there. There's still a little bit of politics in independence, but it's not as bad. Like I said, you have a voice when you're independent, but that voice has to work a lot more and harder when you don't have that engine behind you.
Now, by it being 15 years since you ladies worked together, was the chemistry still there with SWB? Was it harder for you guys to get back into that work ethic, working together?
Absolutely not. You know what, for SWB is, we rarely rehearse, because that's not her thing. She's more concerned about the note than the performance. She feels like her vocal performance will control everything else, so we were never really like a sing all day, rehearse all day kind of group. But after 15 years, we got back together, and it's like nothing changed, so maybe she's on to something.
Wow. Go ahead, Big Rob.
Now, would you say, Taj, that, you know, everything is a little bit more complete? Is this a pure SWV album?
Yeah, I definitely agree. One of the things that we definitely regret was that on our very first album, Coco did all of the leads. which led people to believe that Lily and I couldn't sing, and that's far from the case. We may not be as grand as she is, but we were blessed with talent as well. That's why we're able to help her sound better when we're standing there singing those harmonies. So on this album, we wanted to make sure people could see it. And we may not be Patti LaBelle, Coco, or whoever, but we have a voice and we have a tone that makes SWV complete as people fell in with in the first place. So that was something we definitely wanted to express on this album.
Well, I want to play the single and then come back and then okay. talk about some more. Because you did do a remake. You did a Patti LaBelle remake.
You did too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. So I want to play Cosign. Tell us about the song Cosign. Who wrote it? Set the song up for us.
Cosign is the first single off our brand new album, SWV's brand new album, I Missed Us, written and produced by Kanan Lamb down in Miami, the producer extraordinaire of the 22nd or 24th century. He's way ahead of his time. Cosign is a good, fun-loving song about co-signing on the love of your life, and that regardless, whatever we go through, we're going to be together. We're going to stand through this. I tell my husband that every day. He don't believe me, but I'm serious.
He know what he got. He know what he got.
He ain't crazy.
That's right. Well, here it is. Co-sign, and co-sign. Hang on line. Hang on line.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. It's the Drive at 5 with P.A. on 103.7 The Beat. 103.7 The Beat.
New SWV.
I used to think I would never find one who would know how to love me. Boy, this is something. To hear your voicemail, it make me want to call and replay the way you talk, yeah. Boy, you're speaking my language. I hear you saying
that we'll be right here.
I hear you saying
I will dry your tears. You're ready for a wifey and kids.
I hear you saying never had nothing like this. Ooh.
Baby, if you ask me for my love,
there's no place I'd rather be. Boy, this is not me.
Boy, this is not me.
Don't stop what you're doing, yeah. When you come around, I don't know how to behave. I get so open from all the words you've spoken. I hear you saying
my love, then I'll
like they haven't met, left Big Rob, haven't left.
No.
Man. Sound
that's
good.
What I said when I first saw heard it.
SWB, Todd is on the phone line, co-signed. Great single right there.
Loved it. We figured it would get everybody up off
on
off the sofa and onto the dance floor and get them ready for some of the other stuff we got.
What do you think is
going to
be the second single?
Oh, if I had my way, oh my God, I'm torn between All About You and Do Ya. Do Ya is my workout song. I get up and I do me. And then All About You, that's my jam, man. That takes me back to Brooklyn when we used to have the jams on the weekends. Somebody, a DJ in the school, and everybody just comes from everywhere and we all just dance until the wee hours of the morning. It used to be so much fun back in the day when I was younger.
Wow.
Yeah, that song takes me back.
Okay, well, we're looking forward to seeing what's going to be the next single. Let's talk about how can people get the project? How can they buy SWV online? Because I know that's the new wave thing. So you guys, last album, you guys was out. I don't even know if we had a high-speed internet back then.
I know. It was just starting, and I didn't know how to work it back then.
So yeah, me too. Times have changed in like 12, 13 years.
I'm missing something, but no, anybody with an iTunes account can get this album. It's all over iTunes. Anybody who has access to Amazon, anywhere you can purchase anything online, that album is there for you to purchase. Or if you want to walk into a store, you can go into Best Buy. Even the mom and pop, what's left of them, they even have the album. We've been asking everybody to go out there and give it a shot. You will not be disappointed. Go pick up that album.
Right. There's somebody I know who's working on routing the tour to this area, and so hopefully the Fresh Music Tour would be here in July. I know they're looking at July in Grand Rapids, so we get a chance to see you and see the group and see the whole tour with Dougie Fresh MCing. That's gonna
Dougie's
be off the chain
by himself. Yeah.
With the old school artists and bringing.
Time I see him, I talk about. We went to high school together, so I always talk about it. I know he's like, okay.
Wow, you went to high school?
Well, he was leaving. I was coming in. Okay.
So let's get that right. Right. So tell me, what was Taj doing during this time of not having a music out? What were you doing?
Oh man, my life was busy. I wrote my first book, my best friend and I, Katrina Chambers, we wrote a book called Player Hate Her, How to Avoid the Beatdown and Live in a Drama-Free World. That was funny, but at the time, well now, it's so appropriate with all these crazy reality shows. It's a book about women and all the stupid catfights that we have and how to resolve them and be mature adults. And it has a funny theme to it. In the book, I talk about a lot of things that I went through, even with the group, things that like... That little cat fight we had that led to the end. I talk about it in that book. But I think it was a very funny book. Yeah, somebody go get that. Yes. And everyone knows, of course, I got married, had my first child. And then my husband and I, we did a couple businesses together. We put together our charity that helps women and children of domestic abuse. Mm. I also went back to school and completed my degree. Now I have a marketing degree from Belmont University. I was busy. I kept moving.
Wow. That's wow. Real good. And to folks don't know, you know, you married a high-profile football player.
He's all right. Yes, I married Eddie George. That's my love. And we've been together for 14 years now.
Wow.
I gave him the best years.
You wrote this song. Now, do Eddie George do he do any music?
For his 27th birthday, I gave him 27 records, 2 turntables, and a mic because he always wanted to DJ when he was little. So I thought maybe that would be fun, and I did not know how dedicated he would be. Now he's at the point where he's DJing parties.
Wow.
He's been upgraded from, like, the manuals to Serato and all this stuff. He threw away the stuff I gave him.
So Eddie George is a DJ.
Yeah, he can DJ. He's actually pretty good, too. He DJs all of my birthday parties.
Wow, could you imagine that?
He actually just did a party during a draft up in New York. He's good. He's pretty good.
Wow, that's good. That's good. I mean, you got a lot in common. And mm-hmm. You must be pretty tall, too, because he's tall.
Well, I'm 5'9". He's 6'3", but with my shoes, I can see him out of eye.
Yeah. You're tall. But give us a little history, SWV. Were you sisters, like, raised together?
No, we all grew up in the same neighborhood. Coco used to live in Brooklyn, and she and a girlfriend of ours, Amy, we all used to hang out and love us some New Edition. So we bonded over that, and we used to go to, so if y'all remember Walk America?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did they have that where you were at Walk America when you raced for the March of Dimes?
No.
I don't know if we had
yeah,
that.
They had it in a bigger city.
New Edition used to be the talent for those. Every year, and of course, every year we would get our little shoes on and walk all over the country to find New Edition. And we all bonded over that. And then she moved to the Bronx because her mom had taken a job in the city, and they bought a house up in the Bronx. So when they were up there, we would just commute back and forth up to the Bronx and hang out. One day, Leanne decided she wanted. She told me if she heard me say Leanne. Lily decided she wanted to go group, and she called Coco and. The producers that we were working with, they called me, and we kind of got it together from there. The first contract wasn't too high. It was like 4 pages and then a signature page, and the in-between was blank. Then when they were ready.
Wow.
We got it together. RCA took us in, and now we're doing our thing with this group.
Wow.
It's history now.
It's history now. Tide is on the phone line. SWV, you mentioned. Go ahead, Rob.
The Sisters with Voices, the group title or name or moniker. Who came up with that and why?
SWV, we did not like that name at first. It was our manager, our old manager Maureen Singleton, who came up with that name after we were originally TLC. We got a little letter telling us we had to cut it short.
Wow.
I read that because TLC came out. Yeah, I read that. Yeah, that's why I was
right.
Asking her to elaborate.
They were on their way out with their first single, and we were like, that's our first single. And they made it out before us, and the face was pretty much, if they didn't come, it would be like, they made it very clear we couldn't use that name. So we had to come up with something different. Our old manager thought of, this is a voice. And the first thing we thought of was gospel singers. That's the last thing we wanted to do. I'm just trying to get with the chin and stuff. So we are stuck with
physical
voices.
Wow. Well, look at it now, though. That name right there and that title stuck with us.
Any other way now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It sticks with us. I want to play All About You. You mentioned All About You.
Okay, that's my finger.
Can you set this up? Tell us about it and set it up for us.
All About You is my hopefully next single from the I Miss This album. This song is off the chain. That's all the old school drops. It sounds like Fat Man's School, but it's actually Cain and Lamb putting it in there. This song is off the chain.
All right. All About You. Check it out, my city.
It's the Drive at 5 with PA on 103.7 The Beat. 103.7 The Beat.
Crazy.
Yeah, I like this right here, Taj. All About You. I like that now. I mean, I like Cosign.
I never turned it off after we finished recording. I love that song.
Wow.
Yeah. And you're right, it is a workout song.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta check out Julia. Have you heard Julia?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Julia is hot too.
This is hot. I got that coming up. You man. It brings back so many good memories hearing y'all voice together.
Oh, thank you.
Those are Clinton years. I don't know if you know that. Those are we was all happy then. Times were good. but you have your own website too, personal website, if you don't mind sharing it for people that want to know about your books and some of the services that you and your husband doing.
Yep, you can go to eddiegeorge.com or todgeorge.com. Actually, Todd George is on the description. With WV, you can always go to therealswv.com. Co and Lily have their own websites as well, CocoClemens.com, and who's she going to kill me? I believe it's LilyLyons.com.
LilyLyons.com. Okay. Now, did somebody in the group start doing gospel music?
Coco, she just... gospel album.
Okay, all right. Okay, good.
What? Something she did the time that we weren't together, she did gospel.
That's good. Is gospel like at the root of all y'all? Did y'all sing in a church back in the day?
Not me, they did. My church, back home in Brooklyn, the family church, and was grandmother's church, was way older than me, so they did traditional hymn music. We didn't do no bad gospel. To sleep.
God,
but I used to go to
we're breaking up a little bit. The last segment is breaking up. I got a caller here. They want to say something to you. We got a caller. Call you live on the phone with Taj from SWV. You have something you want to say to SWV.
I love SWV. I'm like a number one fan from the first album.
Thank you.
Of them. I love them. I loved them when they was on the BET Awards with Alicia Keys. I watch it all the time on YouTube. I love them.
What's your name?
Oh, thank you.
Latoya Bradford.
You hear that? You hear that, Taj?
Latoya. Yes, I did.
Wow. But thanks for calling. Anything you want to say to her, Taj?
I love you, girl. I can't wait till y'all come up with y'all new album.
It's out.
Oh.
I know. I ain't been able to pick it up yet.
Oh, you got Peter.
Yes.
Did you hear me?
You're breaking up, Taj. You're breaking up a little bit.
Hold on.
Okay.
Esther, can she hear me now? How's that?
Yeah, that's good.
I asked her, does she have a computer?
Yeah, you got an internet, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to go nowhere, girl. Press a button.
I'm going to get up on there right now. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Okay.
Thank you. Love you, too. Have a good day.
All right.
You too, sweetie.
All right. Wow, there you go, 231-722-833. Some people started hitting me up on Facebook, and I told them that they can, you know, they can call in and say hello to. They felt like it, and I didn't want to say it live on radio because then the phone line would start blowing up. You know what I mean? And
that's all right.
It would be all day, and you got things you got to do.
I know you got things you got to do. I do have an old friend that worked at BET, and he wanted to say something, and I think he's trying to get through the phone line because he is one of the first people to play SWV video. And when we get him on the phone line, you're going to know him, what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But let's talk about Do You, the song Do Ya, with Brianna Perry.
Yes, yes. She has a song called Marilyn Monroe, and it's dope. I don't know why people are sleeping. Girl, she rips the on that song, the hot rhyme, and then it has another classic throwback feel. The sample in it is I can't think of it. Once you hear it, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. The song is so dope, you're gonna get up off your feet and you're gonna want to run.
Well, I need to
you're
run.
Gonna run and sweat when you hear that song.
Well, I need to put this on then. Me and Big Rob, both of us need to be running. Do ya, SWV?
Do ya.
Check it out here.
It's the Drive at 5. It's PA.
102.7.
The B 102.7.
one time. Let's go.
I'm too sexy, check my worth. Boy, don't get your feelings hurt. Chasing skirts to converse, trying to get this Dairy Queen's dessert. Got that yummy, blizzard, blizzard. You hurt mine, it's more expensive. Getting ninja in my Benza. I see you one with time. All your friends. And I see it in your eyes that you miss us. Talking SWV, not you and me. Or drop past when I say I missed us. Oh, guess Cupid kinda skipped us. I'm so low, getting flicked up. I'm singing do you, ya. Someone do me, now watch you booyah.
Let's go.
I'm feeling myself, I know I'm fly. I'm done with the pain, doing better things. I'm moving on, I'm going out. I got plans, I got places to be.
Was in the background right there.
Yeah, that's what I thought I was hearing.
Yeah, Taj on the phone line, SWV. Yes, I like that. You're right. You can go running off of that.
Yeah, that song. When we heard the demo of that, we were like,
when?
Listen to that song. Let's go.
Wow. Well, I got somebody on the phone line. I don't know if you remember the video show, Video Vibration, Video Midnight Love. He had this person with that real deep voice. This is a Midnight Love of BET. You remember those days? Well, we got the person on the phone line who was former program director from BET, Paul Porter, who was the voiceover. He's on the phone line. How you doing, Paul?
Oh, you got the ladies on, huh? Man, y'all are big time there, man. Hey, first of all, congratulations on the new record. It is so nice. I'm like, I've been hearing it, and I bought it. It's on Sirius, and when it pops in the car. But, yeah, I was a PD at BET when you guys first came in years ago.
Right. How have you been?
Good, good, good. You know, I tweet Coco, and I know Coco follows on Industry Years, but things are good, and that's why I said you had to reach out to PA and his radio station that does incredible things. Matter of fact, y'all gave out 500 jobs yesterday, huh?
Yeah, 500 jobs at that job fair yesterday. Yeah. It's more than that, actually.
That was big. Congratulations on that, man. Congratulations. Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Paul, what do you want to say to Taj or SWV? Because you talk about good music all the time. It never dies.
Man, that's why I said y'all had to hook up, man. It's it's like the industry's so whack now that the real talent doesn't get the true shine. And, you know, when you get their new product, you can see that these sisters are as good as it comes. And, you know, I just try to get the word out to all my people, and we got to let the folks know that groups like them are alive, doing well,
right,
great people, right, and full of good spirit, man, and, you know, doing their thing.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, Taj, thank you, Paul, for calling in, man.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Okay.
A good time.
And for them playing the video, because we learned about SWV from BET.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Man,
absolutely.
BET was those were the good days, boy, when everything got played. But I remember everybody was just totally in love, and I'm glad you sisters are around doing well. So keep up the good work.
You. Thank you. And you need to follow me on Twitter. I'm at Taj Sports. No excuses.
Okay, is that
okay? Industry ears, it's gonna happen.
All right.
I'm gonna go because
I tweet about y'all. I got 94,000 Twitter followers, so I'm gonna be tweeting you up right away.
Be big time. And you, Ty, you ask how he's doing. I'm gonna tell you how he's doing. He's living large in Southern Florida.
Yeah, okay. I'm living on a houseboat. So I don't have to pay rent, but it's good down here. But hey, y'all get back into it.
All right.
I'm going to follow you up now.
All right. Thanks. Take care. Wow, that's a good friend. Taj, he's actually a good friend of mine, Paul Porter. Man, legend in the industry. You know that. Yeah. Wow, folks, I'm going to play one more song, and then I'm not going to hold you up because I know you got probably, I don't know where you stay at now. I don't know where y'all probably somewhere with warm weather.
Nashville, Tennessee.
You in Nashville? Okay.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, so Eddie Jordan was a true Titan.
Yeah, here.
Wow, okay. Tell me about the song I Missed Us.
That's such a pretty little song, and it lifts you. The music just makes you want to float on a cloud because you have to hear music modulate. It just makes you feel good.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what I miss from my you know, the songs he plays so far, Lamb has produced, written and produced, and it's incredible. He goes one end to the next, but you just can't stop him. And he wrote that song. That was an old demo that he had given us, and we couldn't believe nobody wanted it. But the song is so brilliant. It just talks about how a couple just in the death, they separated from how they came back together. It's how they used to be in love and wanted to get that back. The song just, it really captures that with the music that's playing behind the lyrics. It makes you feel good. It's a great song. That's why we wanted to name that song, I Missed Us.
All right. I Missed Us. Taj from SWV is here in the studio, here on the phone line.
It's The Drive at 5 with P.A. on 103.7 The Beat. 103.7 The Beat.
Do not. It's The Drive
at 5
with PA on 103.7 The Beat. 103.7 The Beat.
Only you knew, baby.
I do.
Yeah, yeah. Do me.
The glass in the studio window is cracking right now. Taj. Wow. Wow. Who made the call for y'all to redo this song?
Well, we have been performing it in our show, and we figured, why not record it? If we sing it all the time, people, we sing it. So that's when we just decided to go ahead and put it on. Well, you can't say wax anymore, right?
Oh, man.
Because wow. You just can't do a Patti LaBelle song. You got to know what you're doing when you're doing Patti LaBelle.
They knew it.
You got to have that range, and this Coco most certainly has that range.
My man. God. Wow. I don't know. That don't even sound imaginable how somebody can hit a note like
right.
that. You know what I mean? We talking, and she just go way up there. You know what I mean?
Yes, and she does it even better live.
So wow. Wow, talented group. Taj from SWV is on the phone line. You know what? You are so humble. You could be doing a lot of things. And
hey, I'm happy. I'm here with my family. They're not harassing me. I'm good.
I mean, yeah, and you hanging out with us for this longer time.
Yeah, we want to thank you so much.
And I want
thanks for having me.
Talk about you was on Survival.
Yeah.
Tell us about that, if you don't mind.
No, they got me. They got me good. When I got the call to be on that show, I'm thinking, it's a television show. It can't be as bad as it looks. It's got to be easy. I'm sure if the cameras go off, you get food. You get nothing. The cameras never go off. You are filmed 24 hours a day, and the crew around you, they're washing every day, and they're eating. They're smelling like lunch, and you're sitting there starving and stuff. Well, eating you from head to toe, it's a miserable process.
So we won't see you come back on that show then, right?
Wow.
We won't see you come back on that show then, right?
It was 2009. Right? Yeah,
it was 2009. I came back home and I kissed the ground. My Lord, you thought I needed to be there, but apparently you wanted to teach me a lesson I have learned.
What did you learn from this whole Survivor thing? It was in Brazil, right?
Yes. Well, the biggest thing I learned is to never do a television show you've never watched.
Oh, my goodness.
When I got home, I stood up in front of me. I was looked up at the sky, and I cannot believe that those pretty stars were the same stars that I was up under in the dome, sitting on the ground, and now I can feel a bit comfortable. I've never been so grateful before in my life.
Wow, wow. That's good. A learning experience. I want a couple more things. You have a philanthropist group. You do a lot of things on dealing with abuse. And you have opened up in the past about some of the things you've been through. Would you mind sharing and maybe help some of the youth who are listening right now? You've been through a lot. And the reason why you're on a Survival show, to me, in my own interpretation, because you are a survivor.
I'm definitely a survivor of abuse. I am. I had to deal with it from an early age. Stepfather, who my mother married when I was 4, physically abusive, not only to her, but all of us. He was a horrible drug addict who needed help. But of course, at that time, my mother was young. She had 6 kids by the time she was 21. So her energy was exhausted by the time she had us. And then to have to go up against a tyrant like he was, every day, she passed away at 35 years old.
Wow.
A teenager right. These days. 35 is nothing.
Right.
She was literally worn out for life. And I really believe my stepfather. And because I went through that, as I got older, I didn't have my mother around to warn me of those pitfalls. I fell into the same trap. My first boyfriend was abusive, physically abusive. But I knew I didn't like it, and I knew I wanted to definitely get out of that. So in my mind, I'm thinking, I won't be with somebody else who hits on me. My next boyfriend was really abusive. He had me thinking I wasn't worth it. Oh, because, but it worked. So after working through those, it's hitting literally rock bottom. I mean, when I say rock bottom, I hit it. I climb up out of that hole and realize that I'm here for them to hit me. It's got to be something better, greater. And I'll have this.
You're breaking up right there, Todd. You're breaking up just a little bit. Breaking up a little bit.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Can you the last 10 seconds what you said? Can you repeat that for me?
Oh, I found somebody who treats me right. What did I say?
That you broke up out of the pit. Out of the pit. No.
Yeah, yeah. I came, once I finally hit bottom and climbed up out of that pit, I realized that I was on this earth for a purpose, more than just having somebody belittle me and hit on me. So I had to literally rebuild myself from the inside out. And fortunately for me, I found that the man showed me what a decent man is about, regardless what you see out these blocks and all that crap. My husband's a dime. He treats me like a queen. So
that's what I'm talking about.
I don't know what anybody else could say, but I know what he does to me, and I've never had that before. So for me, he's top. And it felt good. So after I learned how to love myself better and found someone who loved the real me better, I wanted to spread that word. So his foundation actually fostered the artistic abilities of kids, and I think that's great. Be helping him. I want to do more that would me help people realize what I had and that everything, everybody.
Right, yeah, Taj, I think we're losing you there the last the few seconds. I know we've been on the line a long time anyway. I'm probably messing up the signal. Can we?
I think my house phone is ringing. That's probably what it is.
Okay. I'm gonna go back to one of your old school songs and close out here. And
okay.
Maybe SWV with Mitzi. Can we? Or I don't know. I'll find one of these old school songs to play. Right.
Downtown.
Okay, we can do that. Why that one? Why downtown?
Hey, how many people like it?
All right, Todd. Thank you for so much. You know what? I believe that you guys are going to be end up coming to Grand Rapids, so we're going to make sure we be there, and we're going to be part of it of the show, so we get a chance to meet you and tell your husband I said hi. He's a great guy, and I respect
sure
him. Yeah, I met him a long time ago, but he won't remember me, of course. But he's a great guy, and I look at y'all as a perfect picture of black love, you know.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, and respect both of y'all, what y'all doing. You keep talking the talk and keep singing and tell the other sisters we said hello.
I sure will.
And it's been nice. I'm going to play Downtown. Give out the website again where they can go buy the new CD.
You can get that CD, I Missed Us, by SWV, iTunes, Amazon, Target.com, anywhere you can go online buy, you can get that CD. Check it out.
All right. Take care, Todd. You gave us a whole hour, sister. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Take care.
All right. Thank you. See y'all.
All right.
The station that was born in your community and still lives in your community. WUVS LP.